This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us here as we kick off the second hour of this live Saturday episode of Free Talk Live. The number for you, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you're just tuning in, we were talking about, and you can talk about this or bring up anything that you want, but we were talking about control freaks in government and academia that want to tell you how to live your life, want to tell you how to run your business, are spreading fear about it, and you, oh, scary things might happen. You should listen to us. You should do what we say, or else.
Because we have credentials.
But it's not clear what they're saying exactly. It's not clear what they mean, what they want. Although I imagine these things will become more clear over time. Right, now.
We have been educated by institutions such as Harvard.
Yeah, right now it's
Harvard. Harvard.
Right now, they're just using buzzwords like sustainability, environmental, blah, 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 and talking about how society is going to collapse if you don't do what they say. So let's go to your calls and your thoughts here. We've got Monty on the line calling us from the road in Kentucky, Tennessee. Hello, Monty.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. When I heard you talk about people advocating for something, it really pushed my button because when I was there on 1-6, I was advocating for life, liberty, and justice, and I'll be doing the same thing again on 9-18 when we go back.
Oh, and there's another date scheduled for the Capitol?
Yes, yes, there is, 9-18. And when I was there, I was speaking. I wasn't on the stage. I had a megaphone, but I was speaking, and I was advocating for things like life, liberty, and justice. How about justice for General Flynn? Where is his justice at? He was railroaded. The people who railroaded him have not faced any penalties. They have lied in front of Congress. They have lied to judges.
Who?
Judges.
General who?
General Flynn.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. You know, he's the former head of the security apparatus for President Obama, and then he was also, for a very short time, headed President Trump's security apparatus until he was railroaded by people like Jim Comey. And
okay.
Anybody who doesn't know General Flynn, I mean, come on, you're pulling my leg, right?
No, I really don't pay any attention to all these politicians. They're all a bunch of scumbags to me.
Okay, well, you know.
I mean, don't you think politicians are losers and liars?
A lot of them are, but the problem is with the judges. And we, the people, have got to start holding these people accountable because the
So let me ask you this. Where do I find out more information about this 9-18 thing? Because I'm not able to pull up, like, I'm looking for, like, 9-18 D.C. protest.
It was announced today. It was announced today. Mm-hmm. And on the War Room, Steve Bannon's War Room. It's a Liberty group, and they are right now. 9-18 is going to be the next day we're going there. They have been having rallies across the land. Well, basically in D.C., they had a protest at the jail there for the political prisoners, over 500 political prisoners that we have in the D.C. jail. And shortly thereafter, the Congress critters, they went there to try to get in, and they could not. They held another protest. It was somewhere in D.C. I don't know if it's the Justice Department or somewhere else like that. And, you know, they are doing things. They are bringing crowds of people. And I think this thing on 9-18 is going to be big because I didn't hear about the other ones, but I have heard about 9-18. I'm going to go back.
So what do you expect is going to be different perhaps this time?
You broke up.
What do you expect might be different on 9-18 as opposed to January 6th? Do we lose you, Monty? Shoot.
He's cutting out.
Yeah, I think you're in a bad cell there. Are you still there?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. There was a lot of infiltration by people in the FBI and Antifa. I don't know if you guys can hear me or not.
Yeah, we got you. We got you. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Yeah, I've been hearing you guys good. There was a lot of infiltration. And, you know, the guy with the horns, he was pretty entertaining, actually, the shaman. But there was all kinds of people like that around there. There were people with signs saying that, you know, President Trump is basically a scumbag. And he was standing right amongst the patriots there. And nobody would raise a hand to this guy. And I pointed out, you know, to a lot of people that, hey, these people are serious. They will come amongst us with their signs denigrating who we're there to support, and nothing will happen to them. And yet, if we get alone at night with the Antifa around, they will beat the crap out of us. So these people are serious, and we are not serious. We have got to start getting serious. And I believe that the main thing that we've got to get serious about is holding these judges accountable, because the judges –
How do you hold them accountable? What mechanisms do you use? What things do you deploy to hold them accountable?
We use the United States Constitution. It does not say we the judges. It does not say we the politicians. It says we the people. And yes, we the people can hold anyone accountable. If we look back,
I've yet to see evidence of this. I mean, the federal government does whatever the hell it wants to do. It doesn't matter who's in charge. It doesn't matter if it's Donald Trump. It doesn't matter if it's Joe Biden. They still put innocent, peaceful people behind bars. They destroy people's lives. They destroy people's businesses. I mean, what makes you think that the Constitution is going to make any difference whatsoever? These people don't care about what the Constitution says.
Great. That's fine. Because, you know, a long time ago, we used to tar and feather people. We used to do all kinds of other things to them also. We had a whiskey rebellion that was put down by George Washington because the people were pissed off about taxes. They had a rebellion against George Washington about taxes way back when. We have not had that recently.
Yeah.
I think we need to start moving that way.
Now, I'm not in favor of violence. I don't think you're suggesting that, but I'm not in favor of violence, but I do like the idea of just, you know, forgetting about this whole federal government thing. I mean, wouldn't you agree that it's been a total failure?
Not really.
No? Why not?
No. Well, because if we didn't have a federal government that had a pretty good, up until now, military, then I think other countries would have walked all over us.
Really?
We are a country.
You think Americans can't defend themselves without having a federal government?
I think they could, but I mean that's going to get really messy.
So
really
you think? Quick. Hold on, I just want to see if I'm following you here. You think that you need to have a multi-trillion-dollar, massive bureaucracy in order to defend yourself?
Now you're putting words in my mouth. Now you're putting words in
my mouth.
Well,
isn't that what the military is? I mean, it's a humongous bureaucracy.
They are overbloated. They are hugely bloated beyond what they really need to be.
Well,
and,
who's proposing to whittle them down? I mean, the Democrats and Republicans want to see the government military get bigger.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
Okay.
On that.
Why don't we just give it up? I mean, don't you think that if, like, let's say New Hampshire or Texas or California or wherever were to secede from the United States, especially like Texas and New Hampshire, there's plenty of guns in Texas and New Hampshire. I mean, don't you think they could take care of themselves?
I think a better idea would be to, make California get out of the union, just, like, kick them out. And then anytime some communist, Marxist...
Okay, but I don't want to be in the union.
Yeah, why don't we
can
just,
I leave, too?
Can we just dissolve the union?
Yeah, sure.
But I don't want to be in California, either. So can New Hampshire leave? Is that all right?
No, I don't think so.
Whoa, what are you going to do?
Well, like I said, we kick the California out and...
No. What if New Hampshire says, all right, we're gone, too?
Well, I'd say then California's that way.
No. We're leaving. What are you going to do about it?
Well, we still have a federal government, right?
I mean, I don't want it. Are you saying they're going to do? Are they going to start killing people in New Hampshire? Are they going to roll in tanks, drop a bomb? What are they going to do?
No, there's other means they can do.
Like what?
Well, they could start imposing taxes on exports or something like that. I mean, I haven't looked.
We're going to ignore them.
Exactly what
we're seceding from the United States. Screw their taxes.
Well, you know, we already have places like that in America now. They're called Indian reservations.
Yeah, I don't think the Indians are too happy about that.
I don't think putting New Hampshireites on reservations is the answer to the problem either.
But I am interested in seeing what happens on 9/18. Thanks for bringing that to my attention, Monty. I appreciate hearing from you. I don't think that protesting is going to change anything. If it did, they'd make it illegal.
I still want to know what he thinks is going to hold these judges accountable.
Well, I want to know what everybody else thinks. So we're going to get to those calls. Your calls are coming up. Thank you, Monty. 603-283-6160. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Talk Live. And, of course, you can bring up what you want here. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
The Lord, Dr. Reverend Captain Kickass is also joining.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. It's time to start learning about cryptocurrency because it's just likely going to get more popular over time.
And again, if you get in now, you're still an early adopter.
I think that's true. I mean, we can't guarantee what the prices are going to do, but it certainly seems like there's some growth.
As far as technology is concerned, it's still in its infancy.
Yeah, room for growth there, for sure, I think. But you can go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and then you'll learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and cryptocurrency in general. What is it that makes it different? What makes it new? What makes it interesting? What makes it better than the old money systems that we've been stuck with for generations? Bitcoin.com has that information, and you can watch as short of a three-minute-long video and get the basics. If you want to dig in deeper, they've got more videos, more information there for you. If you want to get the latest news headlines anytime about crypto, go to news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
They actually had something. I didn't get to read the full thing, so I don't have a full understanding, but apparently there's a Bitcoin Cash sidechain that's compatible with Ethereum.
Okay, so, I've heard about this smart BCH thing, but
that's what it is. Yeah, smart BCH.
It's compatible with Ethereum competing with Ethereum?
No, like it's supposed to be so that they can cooperate.
Oh, interesting.
So
okay.
Imagine writing, you know, a series of smart contracts on Ethereum where BCH is the currency of choice. That's being, you know, that's in part of the transaction.
Yeah,
I'll do some more research on it.
Yeah, I'm interested in seeing what that's all about because I've seen the buzz about it, but I don't know anything about it. But we don't have time to get into crypto right now. We got your calls to get through. Your calls and thoughts are welcome anytime here on Free Talk Live. Jill is on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jill. Jill in Virginia, going once. Jill in Virginia going twice. Well, thank you for that. Let's go on here. Mike is listening in Maine to WLOB. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Listen, I called to see if you guys have been paying attention to this little venture that Pelosi's on to expand the powers of the Capitol Police.
Yeah. We heard about that, that they're actually going to expand out to California and Florida, opening offices.
Yeah, they've already set up satellite stations in Florida and California.
Yep.
Now, this is all on account of January 6th, she's saying. And the purview of these guys in these satellite places are going to be to investigate any threats against Congress.
That's what I've heard.
Well, number one, that's the damn job of the FBI, okay?
Right.
That's why there's one in every damn state.
Yeah, right. As though they don't have enough federal police out there. Not only are there the, you know, the FBI, but there's also what they call the Federal Protective Service that actually works protecting FBI buildings and other federal government buildings. So there's plenty of federal cops out there already.
Yeah, but get this, man. The regular budget was $88.4 million.
Of the Capitol Police, you mean?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. She just increased the budget to $603.9
million.
Woo! Ouch. That is fire.
Somebody's getting a raise.
Yeah. And they're hiring 2,200 new cops, new officers.
Jeez. Where are they going to get them from?
And 450 civilian jobs. Now, like I say, this is supposed to be to prevent the threats against Congress.
Mm.
Now, from what I get, the National Security Council is behind this. I think this is a great idea. Look, this is the beginning of a new federal takeover of law enforcement.
Mm.
You know? And they're supposed to, their purview is supposed to be, according to the NSC, to root out national extremist organizations or people who have dissent with the federal government.
Sure.
This is a damn dark road we're headed down here. I'm going to clue you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know,
I mean, look, these people.
These guys are out of control. Man.
They absolutely are, and that's why it's time to leave. That's why it's time for New Hampshire and Maine and other states to pack it up and say, you know what, we don't want anything to do with you anymore.
And
what do you think?
This new use of the word extremist when pointed at, you know, folks who reside in the landmass commonly known as the United States of America is disturbing to me because this country was founded by extremists.
Yes.
And
secession. secessionists.
And secessionists. And so for anybody who, quote, represents, unquote, you know, what is supposed to be the interests of this supposed country, to now point the extremist gun at individuals within their own borders is BS in my book.
Yeah, but it certainly wins some political points with people on the left who are just deathly afraid of anybody who might want to, you know, be independent.
Did I hear you guys say earlier, that article you were reading, that it was the Rome Group? What is the name of it?
Club of Rome.org.
Boy, isn't that perfect. You know, think of the cultural structure of Rome. The Roman elite, the Roman workers who wait on the elite, the Praetorian Guard to protect the elite, and the slaves around the empire to produce the wealth.
I think that's exactly what they want. Mike, great call, man. Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I always reference Rome when comparing the empire. Like our empire, the current empire that we live under, which is the United States government.
How long did Rome last as an empire?
Oh.
Let's go in the meantime to Robert in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hello, sir. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight, Robert?
Well, I just wanted to say very quickly that actually government is a syndicated operation, and it's logical.
Like a crime syndicate, yes.
Not all syndicates are crime syndicates. Only
but they
very,
are.
Very tiny.
That's what the government
is.
Well,
you see what happens is you got to have somebody in control of things. I mean,
no.
To even manage things.
No, you don't. No, I have no interest in that. Why would I have to have that? My life is fine without government agencies.
You're gonna have gangs and mayhem going on.
We have a gang. They're called the police.
There's something much worse than the police. People who are not responsible to you. The police aren't responsible, dude.
They're not responsible at all. Have you ever tried to hold these people accountable for what they do? There's no accountability whatsoever. Why do you think there are huge protests out there that are anti-police? Because they have no accountability. They can get away with murder. They can get away with rape. They can just do whatever they want to do.
They can't.
You're living in a fantasy world, dude. You don't know what you're talking about.
All right. If they start doing things like that, they'd be put up in front of a judge and they'd be...
Dude, they don't even get charged in most cases. Derek Chauvin is an outlier. His case is unusual. Most of the time when the police kill somebody in the line of duty, it's usually like at least 1,000 people, most of whom are completely innocent, every single year. When the police kill somebody or set somebody's house ablaze or, you know, throw a gas grenade into a baby's crib or shoot a dog or whatever other destructive things that they do frequently, they are never held responsible because most of the time the police investigate themselves and they say, nope, looks like we did everything by the book. Everything here is fine. So, I mean, you're living in a fantasy land.
Technology is here now, and anybody who has that on film because of their smartphone just presents that to the judge.
Sorry, bro, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, it makes a difference as far as the PR is concerned because you can show what the truth is, finally. You can show that the person who's saying the cop beat them is actually telling the truth.
Yeah.
But ultimately, as far as the system is concerned, they don't care.
The Roman Empire lasted 1,960 years, according to an article. At least 1,000 years is the consensus on the internet.
I hope this one doesn't last that long. Thanks, Robert, for the call, though. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID vaccinations in the United States have picked up in the wake of the rise of new cases fueled by the spread of the Delta variant. The White House says more than 3 million people received their first dose of vaccine in the last 7 days. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain tweeting Saturday that more adults have received their first dose than at any time in the last 2 months, and that large increases are being seen in states with larger numbers of Delta cases. Nearly 70% of American adults have now received at least one dose. And the Senate held a rare Saturday session as a group of bipartisan negotiators worked to finish their $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. Virginia Democrat Senator Mark Warner saying the group is still hammering out the language of the bill with the hope of getting the full text out on Saturday. If the group is able to do that, debate on the bill and possible amendments to it could begin as soon as Sunday afternoon. You're listening to USA Radio News. China has rejected a plan for further investigation into the origins of the coronavirus, dismissing the theory that the virus may have escaped from a lab in Wuhan. The country's National Health Commission rejected the WHO's plan last week for the second phase of their investigation into the lab and the first days of the pandemic. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says further investigation from the WHO is the last thing that China wants. He tells Fox News that the second phase would likely shine light on the Chinese government's cover-up of the source of the virus.
I think they know that this indeed did come out of their laboratory. And while we don't have the evidence to prove it, they certainly do. And so my sense is the reason they don't want anybody looking at it is because they know what this would mean for the Chinese Communist Party. They know that they have lied to the world. They know that they have lied to their own people. And they know that they foisted this virus upon the world, costing millions of lives and now billions and billions of dollars worth of wealth. The last thing the Chinese Communist Party is to be stuck with the stain of having operated a lab, covered it up, disappeared journalists, disappeared doctors, only to have the WHO come in and find that, in fact, it did come from that laboratory.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live on Saturday show number 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160 in the studio with you tonight.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is also here.
We will go to more of your calls and thoughts. And there's all kinds of stuff in the news. The military now deployed in Sydney. In regards
so upsetting.
To COVID enforcement.
I can't. I mean, there is no reason for military deployment because of something that most folks have over a 99% chance of recovering from.
Well, the reason they're deploying is because of disobedience. You know, people are not doing what they're told to do. They're out there protesting.
There's only one way out of that, which is disobedience. They should be protesting.
Yeah,
more people should be joining those protests. If you're in Australia and you happen to be listening to us, go start and or join the protests.
I agree. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts, though. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, what's the metaverse? That's a new buzzword being thrown around with the internet. We can talk about that. But Jill is actually with us here. She called back in, and you're back. Go ahead, Jill.
Hello. I'm in Richmond, Virginia. What I wanted to call about was crony capitalism. While I am completely for free enterprise and laissez-faire, and I have no desire to penalize a business for making a lot of money, I don't think government should get too chummy with business.
Agreed.
I think a lot of these partnerships between businesses and government involve the businessmen keeping their mouths shut and forking over the money. But what I think could be done to counteract this, once we got a complete laissez-faire society, what we could do is put into the Constitution that if the government had a contract with a business, a completely legitimate contract, like to make military uniforms for the military or something, such contract should not be in effect for more than 10 years at a time.
I see where you're coming from. You want to protect...
For another 3 years.
Jill, I see where you're coming from. You want to protect cronyism. You want to make sure that there's bids for contracts and things like that. But if we had a laissez-faire society, wouldn't there be no government at all?
No, I don't think so. You have to, government should protect man against force and violence and punish same. That's it.
But they don't do a good job at that.
Well, they don't do a very good job at it because they're too focused on other BS that they shouldn't be involved in.
I don't think they'd be better at it even if they were focused on it. And here's why. Because governments, at least as we've known them, are not subject to competition. Yeah. So if they do a crappy job, like we were just talking about with Robert, with the police, just, you know, murdering people and setting homes on fire and raping and, you know, doing all kinds of damage to peaceful people's lives. If you don't like it, well, there's no other option for you. You're forced to use their so-called services.
The experience of human beings is one where the majority of human beings are motivated by incentives. Mm-hmm. And the idea of government, the whole entire outline of governments commonly known, you know, as countries, lacks incentive for these governments to do anything except for whatever they want. They do not have incentive.
I'm not for anarchy, but I am for limited government, and government should be constantly watched. It's like fire. It's useful, and it's even necessary, but it has to be rigidly controlled.
Okay, but that hasn't worked. I mean, I get what you're saying. That's the old George Washington quote, government is like fire. It's, I forget the rest of it, but yeah. It's a dangerous servant or a fearful master or something like that. And so there's a lot of great quotes. But those same guys, when they had the reins of power, went right outside of the Constitution right away.
Look, evil is evil, whether or not it's institutionalized. And government is institutionalized evil. It is not a tool like a hammer or a saw, right? Government is not a tool. It is a bad idea that is antique and barbaric and should be done away with.
Well, then you'd have gang warfare and Hatfield McCoy feud. Don't go along with that.
Thank you, Jill, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I don't like the term anarchist or anarchy because I think it describes what you're against.
Right.
That's why I'd rather say I'm pro-peace than pro-war or anti-war.
Voluntarist, I think, is pretty good.
I like voluntarist. To me, it says that it means that you believe that all human interaction should be voluntary. And I get the concern that people have is that, what would things be like if we didn't have government? Then wouldn't there be warlords? You know, wouldn't there be dangerous gangs in the streets, as Robert had called in earlier and suggested? And, well, the reality is we have that now.
Yes.
Okay. And it's not just the police. There are also other gangs in places like Los Angeles or whatever, the Crips and the Bloods.
Yep.
And, you know, down south there was some other gang, the Latin Kings. I don't know if they still exist.
Yep.
But, you know, there's other gangs out there. There's like some redneck gang. I don't remember what that one was.
Yeah, there's many
called.
Different but, versions of
you
that.
You know, the Hells Angels. I mean, you know, you name it. There's plenty of gangs out there. It's not to say that violence wouldn't go away in the absence of the state.
Right.
But it is to say that at least the services that they offer, that she was, you know, promoting, like, oh, well, government needs to do these few things. And that's sort of the small government perspective. It's the quote-unquote minarchist perspective that if only government just did these few things, we'd be better off. And I think we'd be better off in that if you didn't have a $1 trillion, you know, government and it was only, you know, $100 million or something, then obviously it would be a lot less involved in our lives.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not against moving in that direction. But I am against just stopping and saying, well, now we've got this small government, so, you know, everything's fine.
Right.
No, it's not fine. You still have a monopoly, and that's never a good thing.
Like, if you as a person can understand why having a huge government that is completely out of control, where, you know, all the businesses are controlled by and approved by and licensed by said government, if you can get to a point where you're like, this is wrong, this shouldn't be, let's reduce it all down to, you know, let's reduce it here, reduce it there, if you can get to a point where you're like, well, I think government should only provide these few services. I don't understand why you can't take that extra step and recognize that what these final things you think that only government can do are just services and products.
Yep.
That's all they are. If they are indeed necessary and valuable, people will pay for them.
Absolutely.
In the absence of this organization of institutionalized violence.
Not only would people pay for them, they would also have a contract for them.
Yes.
Which you don't get today. I mean, for all the bad things the cops have done, for all the evidence against them, for all the protests, all people can do is yell and scream. You know, you were asking the guy about this protest coming up on 9/18
yep.
that he mentioned earlier tonight. The caller pointed out they're going back to the Capitol. He's mad about the judges. What's he going to do about
it? Got to hold them judges accountable.
What are they going to do? Are you going to chant outside the judge's house?
Hold some signs.
Are you going to hold some signs? You know, if you get violent, they're just going to get violent back. That's certainly not the solution. They don't care what you want because you don't have the ability to say, you know what, I'm taking my money and I'm going over here. Whereas in the marketplace, that's one of the most controlling factors on bad business is, hey, you had a bad experience? And actually, Bonnie just had one tonight off the air. She was trying to order some food from a local establishment. She encountered a couple of staff members that were not very kind at this particular establishment. She said, you know what? I'm just going somewhere else.
Yep.
And you don't – I know somebody out there is yelling at their radio right now, well, if you don't like it, leave. And I'm sorry, but that's not an option either, and here's why. First of all, you have to ask the same people – who you are disagreeing with for permission to leave. They don't like you.
And you have to pay them.
Yeah, there's that too. But, you know, paying them is one thing, but you have to get their permission in the first place. And if they don't like you, they can just say, no, we're not. We're going to deny you the ability to go somewhere else. So you can't. You know?
Yeah, free people do not need the right paperwork or permission slip to be free.
That's right. You don't have to ask, or you shouldn't have to ask permission.
If you do, you're not free.
And if you do, you know, let's say you do have a passport. I used to have one. They took it from me.
Yeah.
Why? Well, because they are alleging that I committed some sort of, you know, victimless crime. And so, therefore, they're worried I might leave. And so, therefore, they take the passport.
Yep.
You know, so they can take that thing away from you at any time. But even if you were able to leave, where would you end up? On just another government plantation with another monopoly of force ruling over you.
Yeah, the entire planet is claimed by one of the 200 or so countries and governments.
Yep, some are,
you can go.
Are worse than others, some are better than others, but there's always somebody telling you what to do. And we need to get past that, and the only way to do it, in my opinion, is to concentrate our action in one place.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's about time. For the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're doing the live Saturday episode here. Of course, phones are open as always. You can bring up anything that you want. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
And the captain.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Whether you want to talk about the corruption that is just native to the state and just never going to go away. Even if you get a small government, it's still going to be a corrupt small government because, well, they're a monopoly. That's sort of the nature of the state. And they're a monopoly on violence. And if you don't believe me, go look it up. Barack Obama admitted it.
Oh, yeah.
While he was president.
A constitutional scholar.
Yeah.
Barack Obama was. Right? So, like, he studied the Constitution.
And he's not wrong about saying the government is a monopoly on violence. And you know what? Monopolies, historically, have given crappy service, a crappy product. And they suck.
Well, and another thing about our most recent caller there, Jill, she was talking about crony capitalism, right? And this is when...
And she was against it, rightfully.
Yes, and this is just when government is basically in control of your business. Or...
It's also specifically when they give special benefits to certain people in business over you.
What I wanted to point out is every business, unless you're in the, we'll call it the black market, perhaps some gray market... Every business in the United States is crony capitalist. Every business.
Why?
Well, because you have to get licensed and approved, and you have to jump through all sorts of governmental hoops before you can actually begin your business. See, in a free society, if me, Captain Kickass, wanted to start making kickass sandwiches and selling them, well, I would just start making some sandwiches in my kitchen, packaging them up and selling them.
Without asking permission.
And people would begin to buy them, and as I made money, then perhaps I would hire some people, and then I would expand my brand and move into a nicer kitchen, and et cetera, and so on. on, and I wouldn't need any permission, any licensing from right. anybody to do it. It would just be its own organic self, you know, self-regulating entity, because I would have other sandwich people, other sandwich businesses to compete with. So if I didn't do things better than everybody else, or at least as good as all the other competition, I would be out of business very quickly
right.
and moving on to hopefully some sort of business where I could be successful. No government yeah. necessary.
But what happens is if you start a business in your kitchen and you start making delicious food and you start selling it to people wherever it is you're selling it, eventually somebody's going to snitch you out to the state.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to come down, and they're going to come down on you hard. They're going to threaten you. They're going to use violence against you if necessary in order to get you to stop servicing your voluntary customers who are choosing to buy from you. They'll say, well, you don't have a health permit, and you don't have the right vent hood. You're like, I'm not using the vent. I'm making sandwiches. Well, you've got to have a vent hood if you're going to be running a commercial kitchen, and you've got to buy it from this company because we say so. You know, there's all kinds of stupid rules. And, of course, the bigger the city, the more the rules, the more the bureaucracy, the more the fees, the more the licensing. Yeah. And before you know it, you're out of business because you can't afford to jump through all the hoops.
Well, in a lot of businesses these days, you need to write up a full business plan.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And you need to go out and get not only licensing and insurance, but you also need to go out and get financing, meaning you have to go into debt before you
That's
even
terrible.
Know, before you even bring your product to market.
Yeah.
You have to go into debt before you can even open your frickin' doors to do any business whatsoever.
And what you're talking about here is the way that the government, these gang members, basically kick out the bottom rungs of the ladder of affluence from people. Because
oh, yeah.
if you can't afford to do all those things, you just don't even start.
Right.
You don't get to start from scratch. You have to have all this money, like you said, investors' money, loans, and you know now you're in debt, and that's a real bad position to be in to just try a thing, you know, test out your dream, experiment. And if you didn't have to do those things, if you could just start small, start from home, then you'd know better, and you know better whether it's going to work or not, and you know you won't have to go all the way out on a limb. I mean, no wonder so few people get into business.
Yeah, and like entrepreneurs struggle with creating businesses because of all of this.
Yeah, sure.
Right? There's a running joke amongst entrepreneurs where, like, you know, you're not going to succeed until you fail a good 10 or 15 times.
Yeah.
Well, perhaps we could cut that back a little by eliminating this organization of violence known as government and let people begin businesses with their talents.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. I totally agree. Of course, Captain, we go to David in New Mexico. He's on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, everything I have to say right now is in support of what you've been arguing the last number of minutes. So $5 million of taxpayer money was just stolen by one of the top, number three, number four most powerful politician in the state of New Mexico. She was rated more politely than you were.
Hmm.
And this is not just state of New Mexico taxpayer money. Any of you listening, it's your taxpayer money because it was stolen from the Albuquerque Public School System, which is one of the largest school districts in the United States.
So wait, you're saying that a politician embezzled funds and is actually, you know, they're being prosecuted for it?
Well, they have a warrant was served. A warrant was served, and charges are pending, and hopefully it'll go through. But let me finish what I have to say. So this politician that is better than you just literally served a warrant, searched her home because it's alleged that she appropriated $5 million over the last 10, 15 years that doesn't belong to her. In fact, it belonged to you, House Majority Leader Williams Stapleton, Cheryl Williams Stapleton, and ironically, I've spent of my hundreds of hours that I spent up in committee meetings at the Capitol in Santa Fe, I spent about a dozen within 10 feet of her in her committee room that she chaired, and I was not impressed. Let me connect a couple dots. In effort to get rid of government, I've been alleging on your radio station for over a decade about the various corruptions in the state of New Mexico, which resulted in me saying goodbye to my children 14 years ago, not knowing I've never seen them again, and I've never seen them again. And it's because of the exact same reason as this woman got away with $5 million of your dollars. It's the exact same thing. And here's the simple recipe. A person gets into a position, whether appointed or elected or hired in your government, and then they use that position to do whatever they damn well please.
Sure.
Whether it's take $5 million of your dollars or traffic somebody's children.
Yeah.
And let me remind you that Child Protective Services was not involved in my case. It was simply a private divorce, and through judges and therapists and lawyers, they managed to separate me from my children.
And for all the prosecutions, it doesn't make a damn bit of difference, because even if they end up putting this woman in jail, which, as you said, they've been very nice to her so far, so I wouldn't expect that's going to happen. You know, she has to pay the money back or whatever. And thank you for the call tonight, David. But even if they do punish somebody, whether it's a cop that's abused a person or whatever, again, very rare, that they punish one of their own. But if they do, well, that just opens up a seat for some new low-life scum to come in there and take the power.
Yeah, and people misunderstand frequently that I see in everyday life that aren't, you know, of a philosophy of, you know, liberty or freedom and that type of thing. They misunderstand. They believe that government officials, whether they're elected or hired, doesn't matter. They falsely believe that these people are working to solve the problems of everyday people. They're not. They're only working to solve their own problems. That's it. That's all they're working towards. They don't even have time, as these, you know, people in these positions of power,
sure,
to focus on the everyday person's problems. They don't have time for that because they're too busy solving their own problems.
And benefiting themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, working hand in hand with corporations so they can get a nice golden parachute job into the corporate world once they're done with politics.
And how many times have we seen the studies about, you know, somebody who comes from nothing, gets into politics, and all of a sudden is a multimillionaire?
Mm-hmm.
Where does that come from? How does that happen?
603-283-6160 is the number here if you want to join us. The corruption won't ever stop.
No.
As long as they're a monopoly. As long as you can't walk away and say, you know, I'm taking my business elsewhere.
The system itself is corruption.
That's right. Yeah, and it doesn't matter who you elect. I understand people think, well, I got to throw out the bums.
Well, how'd the bums get in?
First of all, it never works, number one. I mean, incumbents, for all the talk about throwing the bums out, incumbents win again and again and again and again. But even if you did, then you would just elect new bums, because that's who's attracted to these positions. Scumbags, sociopaths,
manipulators,
psychopaths, people who want to wield power over your lives. They're really nice when they talk to you. You know, these people are good at being friendly.
Got that charisma going on.
Yeah, they do. They want you to like them. They want you to vote for them. And then you'll never see them again. They might have talked to you during some campaign event or whatever. You tried to call them up while they're in office.
Oh, they seem so nice.
Yeah, they don't have time for you anymore. Go talk to the gatekeeper. What's that? They shut you down, never called back? Well, just got to pay your taxes anyway, sucker. 603-283-6160. What is the metaverse? Let's talk about that coming up here. They're pimping this word around the internet right now.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.